Welcome back to The Basics with E-commerce Intelligence. So we're talking about myths and myths about selling on Amazon. I think for me, one of the most common things I hear when I speak to, say, a new client or a new business is that most of the time people don't have a really good understanding of how Amazon works, and they think that Amazon is just there to take lots of money, and that therefore they can't actually make money on Amazon and do well and be profitable, which is just not true. If you run your account well and you follow simple steps, which we set out and do when we're working with a client, there is absolutely no reason you can't be profitable and make lots of money on Amazon. But there is, I think, at times a misconception that people think, oh, Amazon just wanted me to charge me for this. Amazon are charging me for that. I can't, you know, I just cannot make it work on here. It's not the case that Amazon are just charging money. It's the case that something on your account is fundamentally wrong. Mm. And, you know, we established what that would be quite early on and worked to fix that.
Hidden fees. Someone said the other day, they went, there's hidden fees on Amazon. I went, there isn't.
No.
It's just because you haven't fully done your due diligence in your costs.
Yeah.
And understanding that process. Oh, Amazon take all, yeah, but that's because you've not fully done your cost calculations and worked out a margin and all that boring but absolutely essential stuff.
Knowing your net margin is key. And
it's quite a simple makeup when you know how and what fees need to come off your retail price. It's the same for pretty much every listing. There might be differences in what percentage you're paying for a fee, or depending on the weight or the dimensions of that product. But the principle stays the same, as you pay two types of fees. You pay a referral fee, which is almost like a commission to sell on Amazon and be on the platform for selling that product. And that's by unit. You pay your FBA fee, or you don't pay that if you're fulfilling yourself. But if you are using Amazon's fulfillment network, you will pay an FBA fee. This is through Seller Central, selling through Seller. You've got kind of your storage fees to stay in FBA. There is, all the information is there. So as much as, yes, it's not as easily as accessible as I think it could be for that kind of like initial startup on how to sell on Amazon, they don't hide it. They don't tell you, oh, that suddenly we're going to charge you. That, as the misconception is, it is all laid out clearly. You get a breakdown. It's every 2 weeks, isn't it, on your disbursements, which is what you get paid out in from Amazon, the total. It all gets broken down by every single transaction that goes through that account. There is no hiding what fees you're paying. It's just, you need the clarity and you need to be reviewing that. And as you said, the initial startup is the key thing of then figuring out what the margin is, because there is no point selling the products on Amazon to make negative money. You're doing all that work for, well, to end up with nothing. You're worse off than when you began. So, and that's something that we've really started to put more focus on in the beginning, to make sure that all the clients that we're working with have that setup and foundation before we go and do any optimization or do anything that we would put in our processes, because there's no point doing it if the product is not profitable on Amazon. And then there's other things, price changes or different fulfillment methods that we then have to evaluate before we move, do anything further. So
how many businesses have come to us or that we've worked with do not either know their costs or have really fudged them in terms of understanding that? And how do you operate an e-commerce business like that? You know, that's an interesting point of what we've had to do and develop. Yeah, how many would you say?
I would say, on the whole, probably 70 to 80% of our clients, when they come to us, thought they knew what their margins were on Amazon, or thought they knew what they're making. And it wasn't until we kind of took a deep dive into it and showed them their actual net, what it was, that they were then surprised. And but then how, and to explain that that's not it, that it doesn't have to stay here. We can improve that. You know, we can improve your margin on there. There are, you know, tools that are, you know, hand to be able to, like, you know, make that better for you. And as I say, it's like you said, it's not the fact that Amazon are just hiding these things and you'll just sporadically just get charged randomly. It doesn't work like that. They, you know, it's a much simpler process. Another one as well, which I've heard a lot and I've explained to some people as well, is that it's, some people think that Amazon is just Amazon selling.
Yes,
and so when they buy something from Amazon, they'll say, oh, I bought it, but I don't think it's come from Amazon. It's come from someone else. And it's like, yes, there are small businesses yeah. on Amazon. And
85% yeah. of all products sold on Amazon, isn't it? I think. 85,000 small and medium-sized enterprises sell on Amazon in the UK. That is a large portion of the marketplace.
Yeah. And when I hear people say, "Oh, I don't want to buy it off Amazon if I can help it, because I want to support the little guy. I want to support yeah. a small business." You know, Amazon are putting small businesses out of out of business in the high street. That's not true. They've just moved onto Amazon. They are selling on there. So you could go on there and you could find them and you could purchase from them, you know, by searching for the brand. And again, that's another kind of myth, I think, that gets thrown around a lot, is that, you know, if you purchase on Amazon, you're just supporting, you know, this massive conglomerate, when actually you could actually be supporting, you know, Joe, who sells in from his garage.
But Amazon want it to be as transactional as possible as well. So they want small businesses to sell on Amazon, because as much as it's a relationship that they both want to work, it's as much as they have their programs which support the bigger businesses, and they kind of sometimes will favor the big name brands, there is always a space on Amazon for the smaller businesses, for new products. I mean, they have new seller incentives. They'll have free. The deal is at the minute, is it 5%, 10% of up to £40,000 of what your sales are, you get back from selling through FBA or selling on Seller Central. And they do want those relationships with new businesses to come on Amazon. It might be a crowded marketplace for your product, but it doesn't mean that you shouldn't be on Amazon, because it's the brand awareness aspect of it. People are then going to see your brand. They might go elsewhere to buy it. And so as much as, I mean, we have a lot of clients which thought initially they probably shouldn't sell on Amazon or don't need to sell on Amazon, but Amazon want you to sell on there for other reasons as well, because they make money off you, yes. But the whole point, as you've just said, is you can make money too. So it's not a direct... Amazon are the bad guys, they're taking all the money, or to customers' perspectives on Amazon, oh, it's just Amazon. It is a really transactional relationship between small businesses and a large business, but it gives you that almost search volume and visibility to people that you would never be visible to if you were just doing Google searches. And I think that's why Amazon is so powerful, and it's so important for smaller businesses even just to have a brand presence.
Yeah, and the other side of that is, if you're not on there, your competitors are, aren't
exactly.
you? Know, if you're, you know, if we've heard it before, people going, I'm not going to sell on Amazon. And you go, okay, but your biggest competitor is going to be leading that market then for the 14 million Amazon Prime customers and many others that always start their experience there. So you're almost required, aren't you, to be in that space?
Absolutely.
Yeah. What about the flip side of it? So we've talked about kind of people saying it's not profitable, or it's going to be too competitive, or I don't want to go on Amazon. What about the flip side of those myths, where you see, and I think we're going to cover this again in probably another podcast, in terms of the YouTubers, the side hustle guys, the guys that go, you know, you can make multi-million pound businesses in 30 days on Amazon. And, you know, I look at those videos and I just cringe every time, from these guys driving around with Lambos going, you know, it also gives
it a bad name as well, for what the kind of the market we're working in here, because people will mistakenly think that, you know, I can go from being in debt to being a millionaire overnight using Amazon FBA.
Yeah.
And they'll watch those videos and then they'll be very disappointed in a few months, because it's you know, it's not that simple.
Yeah, you know, they'll go, I'll buy a product from Alibaba and I'll chuck it straight into FBA and I'll become, you know, multimillionaire. And
see, my misconception with it is, when people say that they go to supermarkets and other retailers and they'll buy things that are on sale for really cheap, find that it's on Amazon for, say, double the price, and then go, oh, I'm going to make loads of money on this. But you're limited to stock. It's not your own brand. You're not in control of the content. You're not in control of where that's going to rank or how that brand is represented. And I think a big misconception is, yes, you can sell other brands, and that can work in that aspect. But I think that the most important part, I think, is having your own brand. And I think that's what gives you strength on Amazon, is you have control on content. You get to you know, you get to show what you want on your listing. You have control of that listing. If you sell on a big brand's listing, you have no control on what that looks like because you don't have, you're not the brand owner. So Amazon doesn't recognize you. They might take contributions, but for all these big brands, they're going to have a tight lock seal on what this content looks like, what images are there. And I think as much as drop shipping or buying things in supermarkets and then selling it on Amazon could possibly work on a very small scale, if you want large scale and growth and to have that brand presence and like build a brand or start a business, that's more important. And I think going to have more longevity and be more of a long-term plan, I suppose, than just sourcing some big boxes of, you know, 20 units and sending it into FBA. That's just not... It's not going to be profitable long term, and you, the whole buy box, going back to that whole situation, you've got 20 units to sell, they'll be out of stock, and then it's not consistent. So
yeah, I think after doing this for over 12 years, I have never seen a brand that I've worked with, that we've worked with, that has that, you know, overnight success thing. It's like get rich quick schemes. They're always nonsense, and that's never more true than something like Amazon, because you've got a lot of very clever people, including us, that are competing in those spaces. And I think a crucial thing for people to understand is, you know, they can buy a course on doing Amazon. Nothing compares with experience and trialing, testing things out. And like we said in a previous podcast about having a qualitative product, getting those fundamentals right. And that I think is one of the biggest things that I see flicking through social media, is that whole, you know, super quick, rich, put this into FBA to buy my course and become a million. It's just, you know.
No, it doesn't work like that. And like you said, that is one of the biggest myths or misconceptions of Amazon, is because I think because it's so easy to buy on there as a customer, yeah, which the whole Amazon model is built around, is customer satisfaction, keeping the customers coming back, making sure they're happy. Because it's so easy and a nice place to buy on, people make the misconception thinking it may be the same to sell on, and it's not. To sell on Amazon is very complex.
Yes.
And there are a lot of pitfalls. There's a lot of things that can go wrong. Things you wouldn't even think about if you were to start selling on Amazon. You would just think, oh, I'll just create my listing, I'll do this. And there's so many little pitfalls that you will just be not aware of, that you could fall down, that could cause problems later on, and that will undoubtedly hinder the performance of that product and your account. Mm. Hence why we exist.
Yeah, super fruitful if you get it right, yeah, but it is not a get-rich-quick scheme. And I'll tell you that after 12 years, I've probably worked with 180 different brands over those years. You guys have worked with probably 50, 60, 100 different brands over the past few years we've been in this business, and I've never come a situation. We've had really good, quick wins and successes that are, which we'll probably discuss later on in these podcasts, but nothing that's like an overnight. You can do this as a side hustle when you come home from, it doesn't work that way. And I don't know, that's the same for any e-commerce business. I'm sure there's elements in cases where that has happened, but I, you know, and especially as you're saying now, that's getting more complicated. The pitfalls, the challenges are becoming more complex. How Amazon wants things, how Amazon's now moving into working with brands, the actual customer journey side, it is not a let's just get rich quick. You know, it doesn't work that way.
I think the only way that you're going to have that kind of initial success is if you've got brand awareness elsewhere. So especially with social media nowadays, if you're building a brand and sales through that channel, and then you get big enough or you go viral on other social media platforms, and then you're not on Amazon, that's, I think, personally a way that you can do it. But it's a very niche market, I think, in terms of that's a misconception of seeing those brands then going from social media and it translating to Amazon. It's not always going to be the exact same seeing that growth. Amazon's a different marketplace. You've got a lot of brands on there. It's not an algorithmic necessarily in the same way social media is, where you see products that you like or you see brands that you already relate to content with. It's not the same algorithm. It's a searchability, it's on sales ranking, what keywords are in there. It's not from, oh, you've bought this previously, so we think this is going to be the best product because you're searching this. It's not the same way. There are aspects on Amazon like that where they'll say previously viewed or on your homepage, on mobile, but it's not in the same way that it works with social media, where you get that attraction to other customers and new customers because they like content like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Another myth that we hear, I hear, not as much now as we used to, is people who will believe that Amazon will steal their product and repackage it, rebrand it, all that kind of stuff. What kind of experience have you seen or things that you've seen before where that has or hasn't happened?
I've seen it where there's been a misconception of what is happening with their own brand and their own listing, and they'll think it's Amazon and it's not. It's actually somebody else who is selling it, or someone else has jumped on that listing and started selling it and they mistakenly think it's Amazon. And you can actually tell, and we show them how on the product listing page, how you can tell who was actually selling it.
You say that though, we did have an instance last couple of weeks that Amazon have then changed your listing on your own behalf.
Oh yeah, no, I appreciate they will do it as well, yeah.
It's rare, but it does happen where you then don't necessarily have complete control.
Yeah.
But I mean, in terms of product packaging and selling the items, there is competition laws in the UK where you can't necessarily restrict completely who sells your products. There can be licensing agreements and agreements within retailers and distributors of who can sell your item. But I think for the most part, Amazon has a pretty good system for making sure that only genuine products are being sold. There's ways, as long as you've got brand registry, which is a process where if you've got a trademark held in the UK or the respective country that you're selling on Amazon, you can then go through the brand registry process and protect your brand on Amazon. And then you have access to tools where you can possibly remove sellers that are counterfeit or remove duplicate products. So I think Amazon has a pretty good foundation at the moment for controlling those fakes or people selling when you don't want them to be, or you've not got a licensing agreement, or it's a counterfeit, which we've seen time and time again with different brands, especially bigger brands, where people are ripping off their product or not selling correctly. But I don't think I've ever seen Amazon will not repackage your product and sell it as their own. That is not, if that, it,
no,
it's not going to happen.
I've never seen it.
We've seen it before with products that come through as Amazon Basics and things, but what data they use from that is, I'm not too sure. It doesn't seem to happen frequently with our brands. That's a lot of. I've never really been in a situation where we've had a brand and then all of a sudden an Amazon brand or someone else has come along and replicated the product to its entirety and then taken all its sales. And I think that seems to be a bit of a, I don't know if that's something that's been spun by the media or something, but I've never experienced that as such, really.
Another one that I've heard a lot about, or I think another misconception about Amazon, is that any product will work on there.
Yeah.
And they just think, oh, if I put it on Amazon, it's going to work. It's going to sell. It's not the case. And we know that and we've seen that. It doesn't always work that for various reasons. It could be the margin that you have in that product, or it could be down to the quality of that product, or it could be, other reasons. But yeah, not everything will be a success on Amazon. And I think sometimes people just think, oh, if I just do this, if I follow that YouTube video, it's going to work. And it doesn't always.
Yeah, absolutely. There's always a mark. I mean, the things people search for and things is amazing, but there's not a massive guarantee, is there? Yeah. You obviously want to make sure your brand is there. Like, so if your brand isn't represented on Amazon, it needs to be, but you're not going to see automatic success because you've got a really niche product that may or may not work.